Diversity.
Yes, of course, confusion.
I'll crash its board.
Well, hello everyone, and welcome to yet another emergency stream. Regular office hours is moved to Thursday this week because of the rapidly unfolding events. Earlier, I did something that has never happened before, which is I uploaded a video which, as it was uploading, as it was about 87% done, was already rendered out of date due to the actions of one, and the statements of one, Donald J. Trump, who we're going to be talking about today. We're going to be watching some extraordinary statements that he's made, both live on TV and on Truth Social. I'm going to pull up all of his statements soon, just while people are trickling in. I'll remind everybody, it is the summer. It is... you did just see Crowder. I will be playing a clip of Crowder because I think Crowder is emblematic of exactly what is happening here and what has been happening since this whole fiasco began. I'll give you some thoughts on where I think we are, what the possibilities are. I'm not making predictions, but I will give scenarios, which I think is a better way of doing analysis, basically, than just simply saying, I think this is going to happen. But first, it's the summer. It's hot. The sun is out. And that means, of course, only one thing. It's the summer sale of the academic agency. Pick up a course today. It's promo code Scorcher. And when we come back, we're going to be discussing the latest twist, the latest turn, the latest loop in the roller coaster that is this craziest presidency ever. And the Iran-Israel war, or not war, or ceasefire, or not ceasefire. It's the Academic Agency Summer Sale. Use the promo code SCORCHER. 25% off all courses. SCORCHER. Get it now. SCORCHER. 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 Promo code Scorcher. 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 Buy it now. All right. If you're wondering, I'm smoking a cigar today. Now, I was a little bit late for this stream. One of the reasons is that the internet has been dodgy recently when I've been streaming on my desktop. But on my laptop, I've got a full bar. You know, the Wi-Fi signal? It's completely full on here, and yet on my desktop, it's like just one bar. And that's been the case since it's become really hot. And there's a theory that the heat, something about it being really hot, causes the internet signal to weaken. But anyway, it's strong on my laptop, so I'm not expecting any cutouts. Kind of annoying, but I'm just, I'm in a different place than usual. But hopefully you can hear me loud and clear. So, if you missed the latest goings-on, I did make a video earlier on, about two, three hours ago, where I went through the events overnight, Trump declaring a ceasefire, Iran denying that a ceasefire had been taken place, then Israel hitting Iran, then Netanyahu saying he signed the ceasefire, then some missile of the Iranians hitting Israel. Israel immediately claiming that Iran broke the ceasefire and going to fire them back. And that was basically what had happened when I made that video. As I was uploading that video, Trump came out and said this.
Reports coming from the region suggest that the sides accuse each other for violating the ceasefire. So
I think
what
they
is
both
your...
violated it. Yeah. I don't think they... I'm not sure they did it intentionally. They couldn't rein people back. I don't like the fact that Israel went out this morning at all, and I'm going to see if I can stop it. So So as soon as I get away from you, I'm going to see.
Yeah, he said, I don't like the fact that Israel went out this morning at all, and I'm going to see if I can stop it. I'll carry on.
See if I can stop it, okay?
Have you spoken to him this morning?
How confident are you that Hamas is going to take a holistic approach to strengthen the Gaza?
I think it's been completely demolished. I think the reason we're here is because those pilots, those B-2 pilots, did an unbelievable job. And, you know, the fake news, like CNN in particular, they're trying to, you know, they're trying to say, well, I agree that it was destroyed, but maybe not that destroyed. You know what they're doing? They're really hurting great pilots that put their lives in the line.
So one of the crazy elements of this is that in the Trump MAGA kayfabe, in the line that J.D. Vance and the Trump administration are pushing, that B-2 bomb strike, which we think didn't hit anything, we think that or at least a lot of the people, like the Iranians said, a lot of the alternative media said, a lot of the mainstream media said, and a lot of the Israeli side said that they weren't successful. Trump is maintaining that they were 100% successful and Iran no longer has a nuclear program because he destroyed it. He is maintaining that, and that is part of the new kayfabe. And as you listen here, he's cussing out anybody who questions him.
CNN is scum, and so is MSDNC. They're all, and frankly, the networks aren't much better. It's all fake news, but they should not have done that. Those pilots hit their targets. Those targets were obliterated.
If you're wondering, by the way, cigar today, Punch 48. Unusual cigar. Lashings of peanut. Let's carry on.
And the pilots should be given credit. They're not after the pilots. They're after me. They want to try and demean.
You don't believe that Iran can rebuild its nuclear program?
Iran will never rebuild its nuclear. From there? Absolutely not. That place is under rock. That place is demolished. The B-2 pilots did their job. They did it better than anybody could even imagine. They hit late in the evening. It was dark with no moon, and they hit that target with every one of those things, and that place is gone. But when I see CNN all night long, they're trying to say, well, maybe it wasn't really as demolished as we thought. It was demolished. You take a look at the pinpricks, and you see that place is gone. And I will say, I think CNN ought to apologize to the pilots of the B-2s. I think that MSDNC ought to apologize. I think these guys really, these networks and these cable networks are real losers. You really are. You're real losers.
Israel says that they violated the peace.
You're gutless losers. I say that to CNN because I watch it. I have no choice. I got to watch that garbage. It's all garbage. It's all fake news. But I think CNN is a gutless group of people. And the people that run it, nobody even knows it's been sold so many times. But the people that run it ought to be ashamed. MSDNC, a guy named Brian Roberts, he heads it. He's a disgrace. He's a weak, pathetic disgrace.
Keep watching, guys. If you haven't seen this, this is dynamite. He's just warming up.
Do you believe that Iran is still committed to the peace?
Yeah, I do. They violated it, but Israel violated it, too. Israel, as soon as we made the deal, they came out and they dropped a load of bombs, the likes of which I'd never seen before. The biggest load that we've seen. I'm not happy with Israel. You know, when I say, okay, now you have 12 hours, you don't go out in the first hour and just drop everything you have on them. So I'm not happy with them. I'm not happy with Iran either.
He's not happy with Israel. He's unhappy that Israel used the opportunity to unload a massive arsenal at Iran. Just after he announced the ceasefire, and he is publicly criticizing and rebuking Israel, which is a massive, I mean, it shouldn't be, but it is a massive, and I mean massive event in American history. Maybe no president has criticized Israel as loudly as this since JFK. And remember what happened to him.
But I'm really unhappy if Israel's going out this morning because of one rocket that didn't land, that was shot, perhaps by mistake, that didn't land. I'm not happy about that. You know what? We basically have two countries that have been fighting so long and so hard that they don't know what the fuck they're doing. Do you understand that?
Yeah, you heard him right. They don't know what the fuck they're doing. A meme was born. That is going to enter the great pantheon of Donald J. Trump memes. They don't know what the fuck they're doing. And the mainstream media seem caught between agreeing with him. I've seen Jonathan Pye, I've seen Robert Pester, and I've seen numerous British regime shills come out basically saying, like, is he wrong? Does anybody disagree that they don't know what the F they're doing? I've seen others, sly news, as boomers like to say, try to, and LBC have gone with this line, oh, how uncouth that he's sworn. How uncouth that Trump has dared to swear. That's the line that some of their, oh, how unstatesmanlike. So that's, I mean, that's a weak, weak line, because I think that the frustration that Trump has voiced basically reflects the feelings of most of his base, and frankly, the feelings of most of the people in the entire world when it comes to this issue. And so I do think it's one of those moments where Trump cathartically did actually sum up what people were feeling. Now, the question is, of course, can we trust this? Is this just WWE kayfabe, right? There's been so much other kayfabe and bullshit. Is Trump just cutting a pro wrestling promo, right? Or is he genuinely starting to lose patience with Netanyahu and the Israelis? Before I play this clip from Steven Crowder, which is why I actually think this has happened, spoilers, let's just have a little look at his Truth Social feed, where he has been sending truths. He said, Israel, do not drop those bombs. If you do, it is a major violation. Bring your pilots home now. Donald J. Trump, President of the United States. Israel is not going to attack Iran. All planes will turn around and head home while doing a friendly plane wave to Iran. Nobody will be hurt. The ceasefire is in effect. Thank you for your attention to this matter. Donald J. Trump, President of the United States. And then he said Iran will never rebuild its their nuclear facilities. Okay. Now, what's really fascinating, folks, spoilers, right? Spoilers. Netanyahu and Trump said he called Netanyahu, immediately responded to that by striking Iran again. They hit some bullshit target, some radar, okay, as a kind of parting gift. So the petty Israelis, the deceitful Israelis, the lying scumbag Israelis can't leave it, can they? They just can't take an L. They cannot leave it. And Netanyahu, it's like he's got a path. He's like he's got a pathological urge to test every boundary and every red line, almost like a woman, almost like a kind of a shrewish wife who cannot take telling. Okay, that is how Netanyahu behaves. So now it is on Trump basically to come good on his word and discipline Israel properly. And my timeline is absolutely full of MAGA people saying that now is the time basically to cut the aid. Now is the time to, you know, he's come out and said this and he's directly defied Trump again. Okay. Neocons are going crazy. Mark Levin is going nuts up and down his timeline, accusing people of having, quote, anti-Semitism in their DNA and threatening Candace Owens. Not Candace Owens, sorry. Threatening Marjorie Taylor Greene, who is a sitting congresswoman, by the way. You know, basically like psychopathic behavior from Mark Levin. Some of these people showing their true colors, it has to be said, showing the world who they are, exposing themselves to everybody at a time where the actions, the idea of going to war for Israel is at, I think it was 85% of all Americans are against that notion. Okay. So you've only got 15% of the public behind you, Mark Levin. So I don't know. I think you better pipe down. Honestly, it's time to pipe down and it's time to take telling, as they like to say. Anyway, why has all of this happened? I think this has happened basically because the pushback was so loud, so strong. The actions that Trump did were so unpopular with his base not only from Tucker Carlson and Steve Bannon, but from basically everybody, all of his supporters, Robert Barnes, and I mean, you name it.